Voters rejected a proposal to increase the general education fund levy by 75 cents during the March primary election, so the district is trying again by placing a tax referendum on the November ballot. School Board President Lynn Shimon says the district has been hurting since state aid dropped 11% about 2 years ago.
We've been running a deficit budget. We've been having to use surplus funds or funds from our working cash to meet a deficit budget, and we can't continue in that pattern.
He says increasing the general education fund from $2.25 to $3 would help the district pay for day-to-day operations. Shimon says the school board reviewed tax rates for nearby districts and found Monmouth-Roseville's is one of the lowest in the region. I'm Emily Boyer, Tri-States Public Radio News.